Federal scientists hope to get the first inside look at hurricanes thanks to new drones. This hurricane season, the National Hurricane Center in Miami will send small unmanned aircraft into the eyes of the storms. Joe Sione is a hurricane researcher at the center. It's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And he joins us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, Joe, just answer this. What do scientists not know about hurricanes? What are your biggest questions?
Well, we have a lot of things we do know. I think probably that's the best way to start it. But you're right, there are a lot of things we don't know. Over the last 35 years or so, we've really gotten better at predicting where the storms are going to go, we call track. But we've been had a lot harder time trying to predict how intense a storm will become. Our intensity forecasts have been difficult. So a lot of the attention now is concentrating on trying to get better intensity forecasts, particularly as these storms get close to land and will obviously impact people and property. So our biggest interest is intensity change, and particularly rapid intensity change, as the storm sometimes goes from a weaker system to a very strong system in a short amount of time. That's our biggest concern.
And how do drones fit into what you hope to be the solution to that?
Well, as I said, we've gotten better at track forecasting, and a lot of that has to do with the models generally just getting better over time. And the large-scale environment, we have some tools, satellite observations, and we have something called a G4, which is an aircraft that flies around the system to give us a better idea of the steering currents. But we have not gotten as much information as we want in the storm environment. We do have our P3 aircraft that fly in there, and we do have instrumentation that samples the storm pretty well with drop zones, which are, think of these devices that we let go from the plane down to the surface. But we really haven't had many instruments that can go really down low into the storm and both measure the swirling winds, measure the strong winds, but also give us a better idea of how much energy is coming out of the ocean. That's sort of a data void region. And these drones allow us to measure down there in a sort of a continuous mode instead of a sort of a snapshot quick mode. So you can think of it as a picture versus a movie. And this area down, we call the boundary layer, is a critical region of the storm. We live down there, and it also is where, as I said, that the energy is extracted from the ocean. So having these type of drones allows us to get information in a safe manner without having to have our manned aircraft go very low.
And how exactly will it work? I mean, I think most of us have seen on TV the sort of the hurricane hunters or those manned planes flying into what we thought, I guess, was the center of the storm. But how will you actually use the drones, and what do they look like?
Well, they're very small. They're 7 pounds and 3 feet wingspan, so we're not talking a large aircraft. And this technology was developed originally by the military, particularly the Navy, who uses P3s. They use the P3s for sub-activities and sub-hunting submarines. And through interactions between our agencies going years back, I started to see what they were doing, and I realized that this type of technology, we use P3s as well. And there's a chute on the P3s that release an ocean probe. And think of a cylinder, a couple of maybe 3 foot cylinder that would shoot down and we would be able to sample just the ocean. So the Navy developed this technology to say, look, we want to still use this chute, but we want to spit out essentially a UAS, which is an unmanned aircraft system. And we're going to be testing the Coyote that's built by SenseIntel and outfitted by ITRE Corp with their sensors this year using Sandy supplemental funds. And we have an opportunity to use that technology that was originally developed by the military to use it in a civilian sense now to help save lives and property. So we're going to be using our existing infrastructure, if you will, to develop a new technology or test a new technology. And given what we think some of the benefits will be, and as I said, the big one is really sampling an environment that we can't get to very easily. The only way we can do it now is to look at an instantaneous measure. So we have a drop, something called a drop zone. We release it, and it samples very quickly and is over in 5 minutes and measures pressure, temperature, winds, and moisture. We're going to be measuring those same variables now, but if you imagine staying up for 2 hours. So if you have you want to get the winds so we can maximum winds so we can say, look, you know, this get out of harm's way, we have a better chance of telling you what the actual intensity of that storm is in real time and conveying that information to the Hurricane Center and to emergency managers. And on a longer time scale, you know, I'm a research scientist. We will be able to look at this information and better understand the environment. And guess what? Our long-term goal is to improve those models that predict intensity change. And before I told you, we haven't made much improvement of that 30 years. If we understand that system better, by really sampling it better, we're going to hopefully be able to improve the model. And going forward, our forecast will hopefully improve as well.
We're speaking with Joe Cione. He is a hurricane researcher at NOAA's Hurricane Research Division in Miami. And so your manned aircraft are going to be dropping these drones down into a hurricane right in the middle of the ocean. Is that the plan?
Yes, exactly. We will hopefully be deploying out in the St. Croix region later this summer in September. We're going to do a clear air test just to shake out any bugs before that, maybe in August is our plan. As I said, the funding from this has come from the Sandy Supplemental resources that we have. It's $500,000 program to just do this work. We are testing some other new technologies. I mentioned those drop zones. We're also going to be looking at these. They sample the atmosphere. We're going to try to modify them to also sample the ocean as well. So we're trying to make something good out of what was a very unfortunate event a few years ago with Hurricane Sandy. But yes, this will be the first time. It's a demo project. We really are hoping that this is something, you know, going in the future, we can really use as an important tool to help save lives and protect property.
I want to ask you about Sandy. Of course, hindsight is 2020. But what were, from your point of view, the weaknesses in being able to predict the storm there, the superstorm or tropical storm or whatever you will? And how do you think this type of technology might have made things better?
Well, I think the forecasts were not bad. I think they were quite good if you really look at what occurred. I think that that portion of the country really is not used to seeing a system like that. It was a very odd system. I know we always say storm of the century, et cetera, but particularly the track on that system was quite different than we normally see. And I think that we just really have to be able to prepare better. I think, as I said, the computer models, while the forecasts were good, they can always be better. And I think if we can also increase our amount of the observations that we have, we'll hopefully be able to initialize these models. What I mean is, you know, the more information you can get out ahead of the storm and in the storm for future forecasts, it should be able to give you better forecasts. So I just think it's a combination of a lot of things, better observations, better understanding, and additional preparation, as particularly when storms like this hit areas that are not used to it. I think that's a lot of what happened.
And with all of this new technology that you are testing out right now, do you think that you will be able to call storms and call the intensity in a way that gives people more notice on land? Is that part of it?
Yes, I do. I think if you think of it this way in lay terms, what a computer model is man's attempt to mimic nature. Really, that's what it is. So we are trying to mimic the processes, you know, how what we call convection, sort of like how thunderstorms form, how the energy is extracted from the ocean, how the winds steer the system. And it's not just simply, okay, let's get as much data as we can and throw it at this computer model. You have to get the computer models able to mimic nature very well. So in this program, this project that we're looking at really is three-pronged. It has sort of a now casting, which isn't forecasting. It's saying, hey, what's going on right now? So from the movie versus snapshot reason, I think that we'll be able to hopefully, if we have enough of these, to say, hey, look, these winds are stronger than we thought, and we need to evacuate quicker or more people, you know, the potential to do that. It also allows us to get more data, more observations into those models, and that's maybe a medium-term goal, so we can initialize these models and they have more information to make better predictions. But in my opinion, the best thing that a project like this can do and others is to really identify the physical processes that are at work. So in other words, hey, are we getting the energy right? Hey, are we understanding how these thunderstorms within the hurricane work really well? And we compare these observations with the model, the mimic. Is it mimicking it well enough to get us to the point where we can have extremely accurate forecasts? That's a long-term goal. You know, we live in a short-term world and immediate responses are desired. But I believe that if we do all these things, we really will have better forecasts, both of how strong the storm will be in the future, our ability to do forecasting to help save lives and property, and also to even predict better where the storm is going to go. I think we've made strides on the latter, and we're going to be making strides on the former if we take this sort of approach.
Very cool. Joe Cione is a hurricane researcher at NOAA's Hurricane Research Division in Miami. And Joe, thank you.
Oh, sure.